So what are chakras? Chakra is a Sanskrit term meaning spinning wheel of energy or wheel of light. Your chakras are the map or energetic blueprint for your body and mind, your body-mind. These energy centers or chakras connect with one another through circuits or streams of life force energy within your body-mind. Your chakras are powerful vortices of vibration, sound, light, and energy, and act as generators for transforming, healing, and manifesting physical creation. Chakra balancing practice assists you in clearing blockages from deep within your being. A regular practice of chakra clearing and balancing increases the amplitude of your chakras for healing and manifesting. Let's talk about amplitude. What is amplitude? Imagine the magnitude and powerful force of a tidal wave. A tidal wave's tremendous force cannot be seen until it reaches the shoreline, when it rises up as a massive wall of water. The tidal wave's amplitude is beneath the water. This is an excellent example of the power and force available within each of your chakras. Now let's talk about frequency. We'll be using the rainbow system of color frequency healing with your chakras. Each color resonates with a particular frequency and sound vibration. Resonating or toning with your own voice is by far the most powerful way to clear, balance, and build amplitude for each of your chakras. The toning frequency for the seven major chakras is in the C major scale, beginning with the C major in your first chakra. There are three key ingredients for you to know about for effectively clearing your chakras. First is your focus or attention, and second, your intention. These two key ingredients are needed to clear, balance, and increase the amplitude for each of your chakras. The color is a minor of minor importance in related to clearing your chakras. I've worked with chakras that required introducing a particular frequency or color that was not following the traditional rainbow system of color frequency healing. So the prescription for healing your chakras can require out-of-the-box methods. The third key ingredient, and maybe the most important for healing your chakras, is action. The willingness to show up and listen to your chakras, attune to them, and take action as you're guided. Your chakras are your intuitive guidance system. When you attune to your chakras and receive guidance, the best way to build amplitude is to follow your guidance, to act with integrity with your own intuitive guidance system. Over time, step by step, you become more whole and healthy and attract through your chakras the life you imagine for yourself. Now I'm going to guide you in a practice of chakra clearing and balancing. Please do this exercise when your attention is free to focus on the exercise, not while driving or otherwise engaged with something that requires your attention. Now, sit comfortably with your spine erect. Close your eyes and begin to focus on your breath. Inhale slowly and allow your lungs to fill with air. See the air you breathe being filled with the rainbow light of prana or life force energy. Your diaphragm is your organ for processing emotions, so breathing is essential for releasing any old stagnant emotions and memory. Continue to breathe as you focus your awareness at your first chakra, located at the end of your tailbone. This is your Muladhara chakra. In Sanskrit, Muladhara means that which holds the base or root. See, feel, sense, or think the color red. Breathe the color red into your first chakra as you attune to it. Allow your first chakra to speak to you. Listen to what it has to say. Notice any images, memories, feelings, or emotions that may surface for clearing and release. As you exhale, see any toxic residue like brownish-gray smoke leave your first chakra. Allow any memories, thoughts, or emotions to surface and leave you. Continue to breathe the color red as you clear your first chakra of any blockages. The element of the first chakra is earth. This chakra is about security and survival. This is your primal connection to tribe and community. Your first chakra's function supports healthy bones and nerves. Symptoms of weakness include sciatica and reproductive issues. Chronic fear is a symptom of blockage. To strengthen your chakra with aromatherapy, inhale and anoint your chakra with sweet, earthy, and grounding aromas like vetiver and patchouli. You can lay healing gemstones directly on your chakra. Red ruby and red garnet are especially healing and strengthening for your first chakra. Begin now to see, feel, sense, think of your first chakra as a wheel of red light spinning in a clockwise direction. It's spinning towards the left side of your body, like the hands of a clock. This clockwise movement strengthens your first chakra. Toning the Sanskrit seed syllable la, that's L-A, la, while focusing attention at your first chakra strengthens the amplitude of your first chakra. A mantra or affirmation you can use to strengthen your first chakra is, I am connected, I am safe, I belong, I am loved. Conclude breathing the color red into your first chakra by seeing your first chakra as clear, vibrantly alive, and healthy. A gratitude blessing you can use also at this time is, I give thanks for being connected. I give thanks for being one with all of life. Let's continue with the second chakra. Focus your awareness at your second chakra, located midway between your pubic bone and navel. This is your Svadhisthana chakra. In Sanskrit, Svadhisthana means primordial abode or dwelling place of the self. This chakra is also called the sacral or sexual chakra. See, feel, sense, or think the color orange. Breathe the color orange into your second chakra as you attune to it. Allow your second chakra to speak to you. Listen to what it has to say. Notice any images, memories, feelings, or emotions that may surface for clearing and release. As you exhale, see any toxic residue, like brownish gray smoke, leave your second chakra. Allow any memories, thoughts, or emotions to surface and leave you. Continue now to breathe the color orange as you clear your second chakra of any blockages. The element of the second chakra is water. This chakra is about sexuality and sensuality, and supports healthy relationships of all kinds, including your relationship with money. Symptoms of weakness include low back pain, urinary problems, addictions, and power struggles of all kinds. Chronic guilt is a symptom of blockage. To strengthen your second chakra with aromatherapy, inhale and anoint your second chakra with sensual aromas like ylang ylang and rose oil. You can lay the healing gemstones, rose quartz, or carnelian on your second chakra to heal and strengthen it. Begin to see, feel, sense, think of your second chakra as a wheel of beautiful orange light spinning in a clockwise direction. It's spinning towards the left side of your body, like the hands of a clock. This clockwise movement strengthens your second chakra. Toning the Sanskrit seed syllable ba, that's B-A, while focusing attention at your second chakra, strengthens the amplitude of your second chakra. A mantra or affirmation you can use to strengthen your second chakra is, I flow, I relate, I co-create. Conclude breathing the color orange into your second chakra by seeing your second chakra as clear, vibrantly alive, and healthy. A gratitude blessing you can use at this time is, I give thanks for being in relationship with the flow of my life. The third chakra is located halfway between your navel and your rib cage, in that area, in the digestive, the upper digestive, the upper intestinal tract. Well, I want you to focus your awareness at your third chakra, which I've told you is just above your navel and below your rib cage. I want you to put one hand on top of another, and I want you to begin. This is also called the Manipura, and in Sanskrit that means city or palace of jewels. And this chakra is also called your solar plexus chakra. And this is the chakra that we create out of. This is also our chakra of honor and self-love and a real power station for our own individuality and stepping into the world, stepping into our own power, personal power. So I want you to see, feel, sense, or even think the color yellow in this area as you begin to breathe the color yellow into your third chakra. Okay. And so you're attuned to your third chakra, and just allow yourself to sort of sink into the third, this area of your body, and listen to it and ask it to speak to you and listen to see if it has anything to say to you. Notice if there are any images, any memories, any feelings, anything at all, any emotions that may surface for clearing and release. Just want to communicate with you. And exhaling, seeing any toxic residue, seeing any thing that's surfacing for release from the third chakra. Continuing to breathe the color yellow. That's right. I don't know if you can notice that there's not as much tension. It feels like you're beginning to relax in this area. So this chakra is also about desire. And like I said, symptoms of weakness can include diabetes, eating disorders, hormonal or digestive system complaints, or even chronic fatigue. So definitely strengthening the third chakra will not only help with the symptom, the diabetes, with helping those symptoms, but it will help you as far as creating, feeling more power, more confidence to put yourself out into the marketplace and being able to follow your intuitions. Sometimes, especially in this area, we can have intuitions about something we need to do, but we don't have the follow through on. And so working with this third chakra can help you so you have more follow through and following through on some of the intuitions you're getting about things you need to do to be more successful. And success is more than just that you have money. You know, there it's a whole, you know, there's a lot to success. So you can use aromatherapy, sweet, sour, and wood aromas like lemongrass and sandalwood, lemon. All those are good. And also healing gemstones you can use to strengthen. Some people, you can even get a very tiny gemstone like an emerald or a citrine, and use a piece of tape and wear it in this area, and it will help to heal and strengthen the chakra. So I want you to see, feel, and sense your third chakra now. See it like a beautiful wheel of yellow light. And it's spinning in a clockwise direction. It's spinning towards the left side of your body, like the hands of a clock. And this clockwise movement will help to strengthen your third chakra. Also, toning the Sanskrit seed syllable, Ra, R-A, is the seed syllable that's used for the third chakra. While focusing your attention at the third chakra can also strengthen the force and the amplitude of your third chakra. So how are you with standing up for yourself and working with the information I'm giving you, the things that really resonate, because that really means a lot too. If what I'm telling you, any of the different things that I'm telling you that work with the third chakra, they need to resonate for you. You need to feel like, oh, this feels right for me. So a mantra or affirmation you can also use to strengthen your third chakra is I desire, I focus, I flower. You know, your own personal ego force to be able to take action and to follow through to create what it is you desire in your life and to stand up for yourself out there in the marketplace. Okay? So I want you to conclude now, breathing this color yellow into your third chakra. So conclude by seeing your third chakra as clear, vibrantly alive, and healthy. And a gratitude blessing you can conclude with, end with, is I am the powerful creator of my reality and I love it. And that may feel a little awkward or uncomfortable for you at first. And when I'm talking toning, I'm not talking about, it's not like a performance voice. It's toning. It's just making a tone with your voice. That's what your body will most respond to heal and to resonate your chakra for strengthening it and building the amplitude. And the element is fire, that fire of your passion and your desire and being able to follow through and stand up for yourself. That's what this chakra is all about. Emotion, often in this chakra, the negative emotion that can create stagnation is the emotion of shame.